Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine here on WFHR for this November 30th, 2022. We've been having some fun. Our next guest here, Kathreen, has been with us, and we've just been goofing around a little bit on the scenes here. And it's really great because we just met, and already good to meet you, Kathreen.
Yes, I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you so much for having me, James.
Kathreen Elkert is with us today, director of McMillan Memorial Library, the new director, I should say. How long have you been in the position?
I started at the end of August, been a couple of months.
It's great to have you here. Great to have you in town. We like to do this with our new guests. We like to get your origin story and a little bit of your backstory and all that. So let's go ahead and start right there, if you don't mind, Kathleen.
Well, it is riveting, James. Yes. I moved from northern Wisconsin. I was at the Rice Lake Public Library in Rice Lake, Wisconsin for nearly 10 years, director of most of those. I started as a children's librarian, though. I do think that children's librarians make the best library directors because once you've had to do a story time next to a training table, everything's easy. Any group is easy to deal with. I grew up in St. Paul with my family. I have a younger brother, Danny, and my mom and dad are still in the Twin Cities. I went to school in Madison and Appleton. My undergrad from Lawrence University.
Nice.
And my master's degree from Madison. So I've been in Wisconsin for quite some time. Got my job at Rice Lake right out of grad school and moved up there. Had a great time. It's an incredible library. But I was just looking for my next challenge. I'm really interested in kind of personal growth and continue to learn and grow and just try new things, even if it's scary. So my library up there is pretty much squared away. They're a well-oiled machine. They're doing incredible work. And when I saw that the McMillan job was open, it was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up. So we moved down here. I came with my husband and my two dogs, and we're settling in quite nicely.
Awesome. Very cool to hear. We always like to have more dogs in the community, so we welcome the dogs
dog.
There.
But, exactly.
I mean, it's cool to have your husband, too, the dogs... No,
I love him, but he knows. The dogs are my soulmates. So that's been really wonderful.
Why this field? What made you want to get into this one?
Oh my gosh, what an interesting... I'm really interested in organization and collection management, but again, pretty boring library stuff. But really, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do with my life, to me, what's the most important thing that you can make a daily impact in people's lives? And public libraries, to me, are the most incredible public service that you can do, right? In today's society, there's so few places where a human being can just exist.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's libraries and parks, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, I adore getting out in nature, but where can you learn and grow and become the human that you were meant to be?
Yeah.
Plus, it's one of the only places where you can kind of gather a group of people that would never meet. A librarian's job isn't to know everything. It's just to help you find those things that you need. So I like to be a helper. I like to make an impact. So
all really good stuff there, Kathy. That's really
libraries,
good.
Libraries.
You're
incredible.
Good at this. I love what you said there, too, about people meeting that normally wouldn't.
Yes.
So much of that, I wouldn't have thought of it, but you're so right about that. That is such a, there are very few, if any, others that where that can happen.
I know, and that's where our community meets and grows. And I think so much, it's so hard today to get out of your bubble. right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there is no bubble at the library.
Right. Well, and I think you hit on something really important, too, mm-hmm. that it's kind of cool at the same time. I don't say this certainly as any slight to churches or any, you know, synagogues, anything like that out there. But our library forever has always kind of been a little of the community sanctuary.
Now,
maybe not everybody goes to church, but almost everybody goes to the library.
Yes.
And it's always been that.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool how that's existed for decades and decades, and it's still, even in 2022, that's still a thing.
Exactly. Like, where else? I mean, talking about the library is so complicated because every single person in that building is doing different things, right? Getting different things. Maybe going to a movie with closed captions, right? So our deaf community can enjoy a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or participating in a story time.
Yeah.
Finding books about, you know, your history. Mm-hmm. Learning how to do a resume. Like, all of those things are happening at once. And that's pretty incredible. And I love being a part of it.
Yeah. Is there, and I know you haven't been doing the job that long, but in this, you know, abbreviated time that you've been here, is there anything about the area, anything about the job that has really stood out to you? Like, oh, I didn't know I'd love this. This has been amazing.
I mean, the staff. The staff is incredible. They've had a really wonderful, complicated time, you know, during COVID and, you know, a changeover of new director is always complicated, but everybody's been really wonderful and welcoming to a person who can, you know, like I see a lot of things that I want us to do and I'm excited. And there's a great range of like, hey, hold your horses, Catherine, and or let's go. I like to have that kind of range of emotion to make sure that we can all kind of move forward together.
Yeah. When it comes to things that you're hoping to do at the library, you mentioned right there that you've got ideas, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is there an overall goal? Are there mini goals? Is there anything in mind right now and going forward?
I have a lot of ideas.
Yeah. It's only a half an hour show. We don't have enough time.
Yes, I'm really interested in making our library even more accessible. Mm. I see some things that kind of the librarians are doing to making it more complicated for the patrons to come in. I want to remove all those barriers. I want to get the staff like feeling really comfortable, and I want to invest in their education and their own passions, because we have a huge untapped resource there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The staff is incredible and have kept this library going through incredible obstacles.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking and kind of engaging and teaching there. And then shots fired, I would like to go fines free, James.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the library board knows.
Okay.
It is one of my goals. I think in terms of, you know, all the things we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
We need this place to be open for everyone. And library fines and fees bring in less than 1% of our budget.
Okay, that was my next question.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Tiny, nothing.
Yeah,
But I think everybody has stories about, oh, I didn't return this book, and I got scared and I didn't want to come back to the library. My mother, who's a teacher, you know, she raised a librarian. Clearly we were in and out of libraries. She lost an art book in her classroom. And she didn't go back to the library because she was scared.
Wow.
And I was like, Mama, what are you doing? Like, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal. We want you to come back. But if my mom, with all of, like, her understanding of libraries and me, like, bugging her about it, feels, like, nervous about returning to the library after... That kills me.
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't... Because, especially because my mom working there for so long and everything.
Totally.
I tend to, when I think about things about the library, I tend to think of them from in-house.
Yeah.
And so, fines, I don't like fines any more than anybody, but I do like having a library.
Yeah.
So, in my head, not knowing that how much of the budget goes into it and everything, I just think, oh, well, this is important and everything. But hearing that number, hearing a stat like that, I could see what you're saying. You know, you really... What do you really gain having? It sounds like you lose more than you gain.
Exactly.
Potentially, at least. Yes.
And I mean, what I think we'll see, because I went through this in Rice Lake. We went fine free in like 2015.
Mm.
A lot of patrons and staff were worried, like that idea, like, oh, people won't bring their materials back.
Right.
People won't learn responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you will get the library materials back, right?
Mm-hmm.
we didn't see any more lost materials over years. And that's what statistics show throughout the country. But more importantly, like, is it the library's responsibility to be teaching responsibility?
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's really not.
Right?
Yeah. That's for at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's for, you know, other areas in your life.
I think, and not to put words in your mouth,
yeah.
I think that it's different, like, you're a parent, you take your
yes.
kids to the library, they rent books.
Yes.
And you're, as a parent, teaching your kids 100%. The responsibility of those items.
Very appropriate.
Not the library.
Exactly.
Job. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but
yeah.
like me as a library director saying, hey, James,
yeah.
return your book.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to be fined. And again, like it gets into all of these things like barriers of access, right? If someone has the money,
mm-hmm.
the fine isn't a big deal, right? They'll
yeah.
just keep it. But if someone doesn't have the money,
yeah.
then what happens? We lose those humans.
Yeah.
And we want everybody to feel welcome in the library.
Well, and going back to where we started with the library being a sanctuary,
exactly.
everybody's welcome at a sanctuary.
Yes,
so
that, exactly.
To be able to, like, even if, let's say it's just the same as the budget,
yes.
it's a 1-2% of people. Well, that's 1-2% of people that wouldn't be coming
yes.
otherwise, so.
Well, and I think we both know this community is really complicated, and we've
yeah.
had some difficult economic times.
Yes.
So why would the library be trying to make that more complicated for humans
right
that
on.
We want using our services?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, like, if it was up to me, we'd be already going fine freeze.
Right
but
on.
I have wonderful staff who's like, Catherine, you're going to have a battle.
yeah.
And they were right.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of my goals for the near future.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And really interesting to hear.
Yeah.
I want to talk some more about that, about
yeah.
the budget, some of the events going on over there.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break and
mm-hmm.
we'll come back. We have Catherine Elkert
mm-hmm.
With us today, director of McMillan Memorial Library.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more conversation coming up right here on Morning Magazine. Welcome back to Morning Magazine for this November 30th, 2022. We have Catherine Elkert with us, and director of the McMillan Memorial Library. And again, thanks for being here, Catherine.
So happy to be here.
It is really fun getting to know you. This has been a blast already. The catch is you're going to have to come back now. This
not
is
a
going
problem.
Too good.
This is amazing. Yeah.
I want to get into this with you right now because it's something that has been on the community's mind. We've heard, you know, rumblings about it, but I don't think a lot of people have actually gotten to talk to or hear from people from McMillan,
yeah.
and that's discussing the budget.
Yes.
There are some hard decisions and some tough things going on when it comes
mm-hmm.
to McMillan's budget. You coming into this situation, like it reminds me a bit of like a presidency where
yeah.
you come in and you know, the previous 4 years of the previous person, you're kind of taking over that. And not to say that mess, I don't
mm-hmm.
mean it that way, but there is always a mess. There
yes,
is,
it
even,
is.
Even if the person was incredibly good at what they
yeah.
did.
It's a complicated job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of moving different parts.
Yeah.
You walk into that coming out of a pandemic
mm-hmm.
and also with a lot of... this isn't just your everyday library.
No.
This McMillan, not only is it an integral part of the community,
mm-hmm.
but it's a beautiful building.
Yep.
There's been a lot of renovations and
yes.
a lot of money put into the building. So there are...
It's a centerpiece.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the library, I look at our new Y,
yeah.
and those are things I could have seen in my old neighborhood in Chicago.
Yes.
Like they're really nice buildings. They're really cool, but that doesn't keep them open.
No.
Like just them being neat and cool doesn't keep them open. There's things that have to be decided, things that you have to do. So first up, where do we sit with the budget and how are things looking going forward?
A really great question. So I walked in knowing that the budget was going to be complicated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, there was definitely an indication from council that they were looking for budget cuts from the library.
Mm-hmm.
And when I brought in this year's 2023's budget approved by the library board to council, we made cuts, $150,000 in cuts. So we cut a full-time position, we cut line items. But it was pretty clear that wasn't what enough potentially
okay.
from council.
Mm.
So the proposed cut made at the committee of the whole budget meeting, that first meeting, was $350,000, which would have been about 30% of our budget.
Wow.
Yeah. And something like that would have really kind of obviously impacted our services in a direct and negative way.
Yeah.
What I think happened is the community really responded to that. I've seen such an outpouring of support. But I want to make sure that patrons understand how complicated the budget process is in the city. And it's not kind of a good or bad thing, right? We all need to be, you know, financially sound and viable and, yeah. and using our taxpayer money in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, that 350 cut did not happen. So moving forward to next year, we will be kind of at that level that we proposed. So still cut, yeah. but not to the extent that was possible.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens, I think what I have heard and the library board has heard, because they're technically our governing body, mm-hmm. is the council's looking for additional budget cuts from the library. So it's my job to kind of navigate that moving forward and right. how we can kind of make cuts that will impact services, of course, but not to the just complete detriment of our services and our staff.
We're not gutting the library.
Exactly. And so we have to be thoughtful. So some things that patrons love will be different.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
People love the coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. And I love it too, right?
Yeah.
The idea that you can gather and have a snack mm-hmm. at the library is something that should be celebrated. Unfortunately, the library was running it mm-hmm. with library staff.
Yeah.
And it was operating in the red.
Yeah.
It never made money.
Yeah.
It lost money. Mm-hmm. And it just cannot be sustained as it was. So we're looking to kind of revamp. We heard our patrons. They love it.
Yeah.
But in good conscience, I can't have library yeah. staff making coffee and muffins.
Yeah. yeah.
So thinking about like a self-serve station, right? Where people could still get those snacks and beverages, but not in the same way that you had pre-COVID.
We've got a bunch of great coffee shops
really
around
do.
Here. We've got a lot of different tie-ins that could happen with that.
Yeah, we really do.
I don't say this lightly mm-hmm. Because I know I've seen people at that coffee shop. I yeah. know how much they like it.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yes.
I really, especially if we have to cut things.
Yes.
You know, I would rather see that cut than a program. I would
yes.
rather, you know, you can always bring coffee in with
yes.
you. You can make some coffee at home or something like that. And as far as, you know, people are still going to gather even without the coffee shop. You're still going to have that.
I hope so. I mean, again,
I shouldn't assume, but yeah.
James, this is like my number one comment. Where is the coffee shop?
I bet.
And it's so interesting. Again, it shows how committed we are to our library. But yes, what's important in that situation? Does a library staff member have to be pouring that cup of coffee? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think people want the gathering element rather than the coffee shop element.
Absolutely. And to be fair, if I'm going to apply to the library, I'm going because I want to work with books. I want to work with people.
Exactly.
I didn't take that job to
yeah.
be a barista.
Exactly.
And I'm not again, taking anything lightly
no.
about the coffee shop. It's a cool place and everything, but we're all adults.
Yes.
We understand what the last 3 years have been like.
Exactly.
And I'm just saying, this is just me saying this here. We're fortunate to have a library still. Like, there are communities that their library had to shut down.
Yes.
That this business is gone. Like, yep. our community, we're very, I think unless you have lived in other cities or mm-hmm. you're coming in from another area, I don't think you appreciate sometimes how fortunate we are in this area, in Wood, Portage County, these surrounding areas. Things are rough, but they could be so much worse.
Exactly. I mean, basically that was the choice, right? Lose staff or lose the coffee shop.
Right.
Our budget doesn't have a lot of fluff. 60% of it is the team, and that's my priority at this point,
right,
keeping
on.
The team engaged and employed.
I think that for a long time they have needed a director there that puts the people first,
yeah.
that cares about that staff first. It is so refreshing and nice to hear that.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that my mom doesn't even work there anymore. But no, it is
yeah.
really cool because everything starts and ends there.
100%.
We can't take care of the community if the people inside the building aren't doing well, aren't happy,
exactly.
aren't enjoying their job, and aren't doing the jobs that they really were hired to do.
Exactly.
So that's certainly something that's on the cusp. And I imagine that
yeah.
there's other things that are going to be talked talked about and discussed as time goes on. And you know, the library is still up and running. The staff is still there. The important things are still there.
Exactly.
It's Macmillan. We're very fortunate to have not only Macmillan here because of the book situation and all that, but all these awesome programs and things you guys do, the things you host over there. That being able to continue to do those things has to come first.
Exactly. And those are the things that I'm really interested in expanding, right? Programming and outreach. Because, like I've been talking about, I want to make sure everybody in the community feels like they have access to that. And breaking down the barriers through programming, through outreach, you know, through whatever is the first step to making sure that everybody does feel welcome at our library.
Let's talk about some of the events going on over there. I know you have a blood drive coming up.
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is such a cool partnership with the Red Cross. We do this on a regular basis, so always check. But we have the next blood drive coming up on December 6th. It starts at 12:30. You can register online through our Facebook and obviously the Red Cross. And we do that on an ongoing basis, because obviously that's an ongoing need.
Yeah, yeah. We, again, going back to the last couple of years, we know how low our blood supply is.
Exactly.
It's very needed.
Yes. So we're so happy to have it. It's a perfect partnership, because we've got the space and the kind of platform to amplify.
Yeah, well said. And Catherine, I talk about this all the time when we talk about blood drives. We know how big superheroes are right now.
Yes.
You could be a superhero and you don't even need a cape or a tragic backstory or anything like that. No tights. You can be a superhero just putting a little bit of time aside and donating some blood.
Yes, and it's, I mean, it's not easy. It can be scary, but it's so worthwhile.
And you guys are continuing to have your movie nights?
Yes. Okay. So the movie are a huge fan favorite. Every Monday we show the same movie twice, once at 1:30 with captions. So if you have kind of some hearing or vision, you know, situations, you'll be able to kind of navigate that a little bit easier. And then we also have the same movie showing again at 6 p.m.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And are you still doing story times over there?
Oh, yeah. We're doing story times. Oh, yes. They're wonderful. And then we are slowly expanding the programming we do in our beautiful makerspace. So staff are getting kind of trained to do that. But right now you can sign up for classes about how to make a holiday gnome.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Gnomes are the biggest thing out there right now. That's
everybody
a good
loves
idea.
A gnome.
Yeah,
everybody loves
a
gnome. So you can make your own gnome in the makerspace. Sign up on our website. There's three different times in December.
When it comes to the makerspace, I imagine that you know, that's certainly one of those things. Not very many libraries have
that. Yes, it's beautiful.
With that creative bone in you and everything, I imagine that you're looking at that. And not to say that you're thinking of things that you could do or bring to it, but ways to, you know, keep that running the way it is. Is that the case?
Well, I mean, I would love to expand it. But again, that comes back to the budget, right?
Yeah.
So in my ideal world, I'd like to have that staffed, just like the circulation desk. So patrons that, you know, want to explore can go in and kind of tinker, because grown-ups don't really get to do that anywhere else.
Yeah.
Though there are others who wouldn't feel comfortable doing that and need those set classes like we have right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I just don't think we have the ability to kind of staff it full time. But hopefully that's kind of where we're going to in the future.
Right. And, just I get this from talking to you.
Yeah.
It's not something you necessarily have said, but what happens today doesn't mean necessarily that that's set in stone.
Like, exactly.
You know, things can expand, things can grow or maybe go back or what
have you. Exactly. I mean, we are part of this community and we need to kind of expand or contract to fit our community's needs.
You're really, it seems like also you guys are really open to the feedback from the community and that's, you know, very important.
Exactly. So. I mean, how else can we learn what our community needs from us?
All right. Yeah. And we talked about some of the classes, different things that are available. I did want to make sure to mention that Macmillan is also a great place to learn.
Of course. Yes.
We've got a great retired and senior population in this community, and we understand there's things going on in the tech world even I can't wrap my brain around, let alone, you know, as somebody, you know, somebody who maybe didn't grow up around it or anything. Always like to encourage people, if you have questions or you want to know more about certain things, looking to see if they have classes at the library about it.
Well, and every day, like, our librarians are helping people one-on-one. I just was helping a human with a new tablet, right? Because we have all these digital resources that are free to use. But you have to get those set up. And there's that initial learning curve that can be really scary and hard. But that's our job. We'd love to help you navigate through that.
Catherine, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the things we talked about, is there a way to reach you?
Oh, yeah. You can always give us a call at the library or email us. We've got Facebook, James. Come to the library. I have a suggestion box. There's so many different ways.
There's a million ways
you
to get away.
You can't get away.
See, smoke signals, Morse code, like that kind of thing.
Chalk in the parking lot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Really good to meet you.
Yes, this was so fun.
Looking forward to talking again really soon. And thank you very much to you, your family, coming to the area and bringing everything you do to the community. We appreciate you.
Yep.
Stick around, everybody. Got more good stuff coming up here at WFHR. And, of course, we'll be back with more original content tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.